Well, back home, the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, has said he still believes a negotiated settlement is possible to resolve this trade standoff between the US and EU. He was speaking at a news conference to mark the publication of the National Treasury Management Agency's annual report.
We are now entering into a crucial final phase of this engagement. The European Union and Ireland did believe that some progress had been made. But despite the developments over the weekend, we remain fully committed to identifying if negotiation can settle the future of trade between the EU and the US. It's not possible at this point for me to identify if any particular sectors will benefit from different treatment, but we are making the case for the importance of the life science sector and the number of other sectors that are important both to our economy and the economy of the European Union.
Pascal Donoghue speaking a little earlier. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy was at that briefing. David, the NTMA is of course also central to another big news story this week, and we can come to that one in a moment. But before we do, how much concern is there within the government over Donald Trump's intervention at the weekend?
I think there is a lot of concern, and Pascal Donoghue was saying earlier today that the government felt progress was being made in these negotiations, and then this letter appears out of the blue which said that he was threatening tariffs of 30%. The situation is that the Irish government has done modelling regarding what the impact of tariffs would be, but none of the modelling was done on the basis of 30%. It was all in lower numbers. Now the Irish government is going to go off and have a look and see exactly what the impact of 30% would be. But as you can see from what Mara Seskovic said earlier today, 30% in many cases makes trade with the US unviable.
The NTMA, it's the body that manages the state's debt. Now, at the weekend, the Daily Mail revealed that it had been essentially hoaxed out of 5 million euro. What more did you learn today?
So essentially what happened here, Rachel, was that the NTMA was involved in a project whereby it was making payments to a fund, and it had already made one payment to the fund. It knew it was due to make another. And somehow a fraudster got information and effectively impersonated the fund. And it then, the NTMA then made the payment to the fraudster. That happened last week. It was then reported to the guards. They're investigating. The NTMA says it's not down to its IT systems. It wasn't a breach of the IT system. So effectively,
this was old school in a way.
It was old school, except the interesting thing is that the fraudster seemed to get very detailed information about a commercial relationship between the NTMA and another entity and impersonated the other entity. So they must have got very good information from somewhere.
And what's the NTMA saying about this now? I mean, I think they're saying that they hope to get the money back.
They're saying that their efforts are focused on recovery. The Pascal Donoghue has come out today and he's backed the management of the NTMA, and he said something like this is regrettable and very rare, but in the past the NTMA has made huge efforts to protect taxpayers' money. But it's not yet clear where the money has gone geographically. It may have gone to another country. It's not yet clear if the money is going to be retrieved or what the authorities in other countries will be able to do about it.
The NTMA also asked today about Israeli bonds. What was said?
That's right. So the NTMA has a strategic investment fund that had held bonds in Israel, Jordan and Egypt. Today it said it had sold those bonds due to geopolitical tensions in the region. It didn't say much more than that. It did hold a small number of Israeli bonds. In 2023, according to their annual report, they're valued at about €2.5 million.
What's the overall position as far as the state's debt is concerned?
A lot better than it was, is the answer. So Ireland is paying a lot less interest on its borrowings. It's paying about almost €3.5 billion a year. That's a fall of around 60%. It's relatively well funded. The national debt is coming down. The gross national debt is €232 billion. But if you take in the cash balances it has and liquid assets, in other words, things it could sell off, it falls to €157 billion. The advantage about that situation, whereby Ireland has a lot of cash on deposit at the moment, around €30 billion, is that going into this really uncertain environment with the trade tensions with the US, having that money to hand could be useful depending on what happens in future.
David Murphy, thank you.